this conversation, I think, is pretty interesting. And I think it makes sense in a lot of different ways, right? And we'll talk in a few minutes about the backlash that has come as we try to address the housing crisis in our big cities, right? And I don't think anybody's under the impression that we don't have a housing crisis in our big cities. I think that's pretty much understood at this point. The question is, how do you go about solving it, right? And there's all kinds of ideas on the table. And as you might know, Calgary and Edmonton have said, listen, we're going to change our zoning rules so there are no zoning rules. Like, if you want to build, you know, a multifamily housing unit in a residential neighborhood where before it was just single family units, well, those rules are gone now, right? And that hasn't gone over well in all areas. There's all kinds of different conversations. And given that we're in what I think is accurately being called a housing crisis, I think it's a position where, you know what, anything goes, at least in terms of ideas. There are no bad ideas right now. Let's give a full listening to all of them, right? And when you're in a crisis, that's time to get busy and welcome all potential solutions. So more and more land use, that's part of it. We got to build these housing units somewhere. I was talking to a friend just on Friday, lives in West Edmonton, and residents there up in arms, scratching their heads over plans from the city to take two busy soccer fields and turn them into a giant, huge housing project. And residents there really, really not pleased with that plan. The fight is on. You know, they talk about there's no shortage of space. And I'm not talking about urban sprawl either. I'm not a fan of sprawl. I don't want our cities to just continually get bigger and bigger and bigger. So what about our city's downtowns? I don't know if you look that closely, but next time you're downtown, take a look at how much empty space there is. And could it be better used? In Toronto, they're taking a look at, you know, parking lots. That's the focus. City parking lots, city-owned at this point, parking lots. They're looking at it and saying, maybe this land could be better used as housing. We could take that land and develop it into housing units. I think that's a really interesting idea. So to help us make sense of what we're talking about here, we have Mark Richardson joining us now. He's the technical lead at Housing Now TO. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, Shane.
So the proposal here, like I say, council is going to look at city-owned lots at this point anyway and say, hey, you know what? We might be able to turn this into housing units. Do you think it's a good idea? What do you think about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great idea. Our organization is a volunteer organization, and we've been working for the last 5 years to get the city of Toronto to better exploit what we call lazy lands. And lazy lands are surface parking lots that are, you know, being undercharged and are acres and acres and acres of surface parking next to multi-billion dollar transit investments.
And we see it in all of our, like, I mean, like I say, downtown Edmonton, it seems every corner has one of these surface parking lots. So I know exactly what you're saying there. It's a lot of space we're talking about here, Mark.
Yeah, you know, we have, City of Toronto has over 300 parking lots that they own. 174 of them have been considered for this program, and this week the City Council in Toronto is going to be looking at about 70 of them to go into the next round of assessment.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, realistically, I mean, you know, we've been talking about some of these parking lots. There are some of the big parking lots at Wilson Subway Station, at Victoria Park Subway Station, and at the Warden Subway Station, acres and acres and acres of surface parking, which in most cases in Toronto is like $5, $6 to park for 24 hours. And the plans for those sites are, the Wilson site is going to be about 1,500 units of housing with 500 units of it as affordable. Victoria Park is going to be a slightly smaller parking lot. It's going to be, I think about 900 units with 300 affordable. We have to exploit these kinds of lazy lands, because right now they are sitting next to billions of dollars in transit investment, and we currently sometimes charge as little as 25 cents an hour for empty car storage on those lots.
Does it? I'm just thinking about it. Like I say, I think it makes a lot of idea, and there is a lot of space. But does that? Do we need to change? Because those lots are there for a reason, right, Mark? Because people drive there. I mean, people, not to the same extent necessarily as maybe they have in years past, at least in Alberta. But people use those surface lots in the downtown because they drive there, and part of the reason is transit isn't great, certainly in Edmonton. So is it? It's not just, oh, here's some land. You've got to sort of rethink the way we do cities overall, don't you?
Well, 100%. And let's be totally clear. I'm an ex Pat Albertan, and my mom and dad are still in Spruce Grove.
Okay, there you go.
Edmonton and Calgary all the time. So I understand that, you know, there's your mileage may vary. This is a Toronto, Greater Toronto, Hamilton area solution.
Yep.
We have 3 million people just within the borders of the city of Toronto. We have 7.3 million people in the Greater Toronto, Hamilton area. So we have more people in compressed into that area around Lake Ontario than you have in all of Alberta.
Yep.
So our solutions are going to be potentially different than an Alberta solution. But our solution is going to look more like the housing solutions that you find in New York,
right,
Chicago, or London, because we're dealing with, you know, we do have the transit infrastructure. We're building the Ontario line. We're building the Finch West LRT. We are expanding our GO regional rail to 15-minute electric service all the way from Oshawa to Hamilton. So you're not going to be able to drive a car into Toronto and park it for $5 or $6 for a day. If you go back and look in the 1970s when we built the CN Tower, if you look at those photos when the CN Tower was built, the CN Tower was surrounded by surface parking lots. All of that is gone now because those private landowners have already used them for higher and best use. Now it's just time for the city of Toronto to catch up on that.
You know, Mark, you're right. I mean, Toronto is, it's a different animal than Edmonton or Calgary is, but not, I don't know if it's quite as different as you think. Like, we have this conversation in Alberta all the time, specifically in Edmonton and Calgary, around, hey, if you're going to be a big city, this is what happens when you're a big city. And we have fights over parking all of the time. And you're right. If you go to New York, you go to Boston, you go to Chicago, you go to London, you go to, you can't drive everywhere. It's just the city is too big. And if Toronto's there, Edmonton and Calgary are well on the way. I think the principles still apply.
Yeah, I think the principle applies. And realistically, these surface parking lots, because they were kind of surplus land, you could get away with, all we're going to do is run some asphalt over it, paint some lines on it, and put up a little meter that charges you $6 for 24 hours. If I have to dig down an underground parking space under a building in the city of Toronto, it's $100,000 to $120,000 per parking space.
Wow.
I can't charge you $6 a day or 25 cents an hour if I have to spend that much money to dig down. Now, once again, this is Toronto. We're close to the lake. We have a different water table.
Yep.
Those costs may be different in Edmonton, but we get a lot of people who say, okay, go ahead, you can build the housing, but you have to replace it with underground parking underneath. But not understanding that the cost of an underground parking space is exponentially more than a surface parking space.
Certainly, certainly, for sure.
And so that, I mean, our attitude as volunteers is we are happy to talk to anybody, the Automobile Association, you know, local residents groups, whoever, because I think we all need to be talking about the same numbers. The math matters on these things. If you've been used to having a cheap surface parking lot and it's incredibly convenient for you, that's great. But there's an opportunity cost to your city in not using that parcel of land for the housing which all cities across Canada need to be creating.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Mark, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate you being with us.
Hey, happy to, Shay, and anytime you want to talk about parking lots, I'm here to help.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.